This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. For over 30 years, Merrick has crafted high-quality dog food. Since our founding in Hereford, Texas, all of Merrick's recipes have prioritized whole nutrition with deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. That's why we say real is our recipe. Real ingredients and homestyle flavors your pet loves. Look for new Merrick packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Find it online or in your local pet store.
Megan Thee Stallion shares selfies with BTS. Ariana Grande gets blown away by a contestant singing her song. Blackpink's Lisa talks learning she'd be next to go solo. And is Tory Lanez in jail? This is Billboard News Now for Wednesday, September 22nd.
They must be giving Stevie if they ever had to wonder. Cause every beat I get on get turned into Hubba Bubba.
Megan Thee Stallion and BTS are riling up the hotties and the army with some new images. On Tuesday, September 21st, Meg took to Twitter sharing selfies with the guys hanging out on a rooftop in New York City, one day after the K-pop group spoke at the United Nations General Assembly and offered up a pre-tape performance of their Billboard Hot 100 number one single, Permission to Dance. As fans know, the photos also follow the August 27th drop of the Butter remix featuring Meg, which was initially held up by her label blocking its release. But Megan and BTS were eventually able to deliver the song after she was granted a temporary restraining order. In an interview with the Evening Standard earlier this month, the Houston rapper explained why it was important for her to release the collab, saying, "I want to do a song with BTS. I'm a fan. How are y'all just going to randomly crush my dreams? So I did everything I could do to get it out, and now that it's out, we all feel such a relief, and we feel so happy. As do we, Megan, as do we." There are few things riskier on reality TV than to perform one of the judges' songs. But on the September 21st episode of The Voice, Jiminy rolled the dice. The 23-year-old Georgia native performed Ariana Grande's POV, injecting a healthy dose of soul into it. And the risk paid off when first Blake Shelton turned, then Ari. At the start, Ariana looked shell-shocked and then swept away. And when she could no longer sit still, she stood and applauded. By the end of the rendition, Jiminy had scored a four-chair turn.
I swear to God, for the rest of my life, I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm covering Jiminy's song.
Blackpink's Lisa just released her highly anticipated single album, Lalisa, and now she's opening up about what it was like hearing it was finally her turn to record songs as a solo artist.
It's time for me to shine. Like, oh, 되게 말도 안 됐었는데, 네, 너무 좋았어.
In a September 21st episode of Rolling Stone series, The First Time, the rapper shared her reaction to the unbelievable news from her label. Then, speaking in Korean, she said both songs just felt like they were hers.
I heard Money first, and after that I heard Lalisa.
Lisa is the third member of Blackpink to release a solo project, with Jennie being the first, followed by Rosé. Next would be Jisoo. In the interview, Lisa also talked about what it was like meeting her fellow group members during their training days at YG Entertainment.
I remember Jennie, she was the only one who, like, say hi to me in English.
Lisa said Jisoo always wore a red hoodie to practice, and as for Rosé,
she had a guitar with her, and I was like, wow, she's from Australia.
Tory Lanez has the internet wondering what's up after some cryptic moves on social media. On Tuesday night, the rapper wiped his Instagram page clean, deleting all existing posts and unfollowing everyone. Then Tory hopped on Twitter, simply writing, "It's been real and nothing else." Now, naturally, the speculation has begun. Some think Tory might just be taking a break from social media. Others think he could be joking after getting smoked by Drake on a basketball court in Miami, but the biggest rumor revolves around thought rapper Megan Thee Stallion. Hi girl, but I'm still a coldest. Hey, I'm the big homie, but I ain't the oldest. The Instagram account Gossip of the City writes Tory Lanez is going to jail and he will be staying there. He unintentionally violated the restraining order. That's why he made those posts earlier. Hashtag exclusive. Now, if you don't already know, Meg was granted a protective order against Tory following the July 12th, 2020 incident in the Hollywood Hills, during which the Houston native claims he shot her.
Yes, this Tori shot me.
Tori pleaded not guilty to felony assault charges in November and posted bail. Then in August of this year, a judge ruled his bail be increased from $190,000 to $250,000 after he violated the restraining order by appearing at Rolling Loud Miami. For way more on all these stories, head to billboard.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. You're listening to Billboard News Now.